I'm Patrick from Good Fiction, and this is Live at EXT.
Where did you go, girl? And where did I run? Where did the good times go? Oh Lord, we had some fun. When did you call it? Where did you draw the line? All I wanna know, how your mind. Whenever I think of you, oh Lord, my body burns. And then I see you, and you're still looking fine. And all I wanna know, how your mind, so be mine.
We're live at EXT in the studio with the Albany Trio, Local 518 Good Fiction. And we have Patrick Grace, Alex Wally-Young, and James Johnson here in the studio. Gentlemen, thanks for dropping on by.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Debuting some brand new songs. One called Be Mine, hot song. And Strip Back. This is sort of like an unplugged edition of a Good Fiction performance, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Patrick, you're playing drums normally and singing just straight out.
Yeah.
And here you're just reserved, playing an acoustic guitar.
Yes.
A little bit different, a little out of your elements.
Yeah.
But sounding great and debuting a brand new song from a brand new album that's coming out soon. We'll talk to you about that in just a moment. Now, you guys have been a band since what? I want to say 2015, right?
Yeah, around 2015. That's when we had jammed and even played a show or two before then. But that's when we really decided, hey, let's go for it, in terms of making music as a collective group.
Yeah, and you recently came back from, what, a 9-month hiatus?
Yeah. Alex and I were finishing up school. We had to get degrees.
Where did you guys go to school?
I went to Gordon College in Boston.
And I went to New Paltz down in, New Paltz.
What did you guys study there?
I studied psychology.
Yeah, and I did digital media. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the name Good Fiction, where did that come from? Who's to blame for that?
Yeah, it was through, you know, kind of like a happy accident, I guess, along with kind of a quote that I really like. And our first show that we ever really played. Yeah, it was a battle of the bands in Colony that we played. And what they did basically was, like, they had all of the band's gear in different sections of the library. And our gear was in the fiction section. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, and then there's, you know, just the idea of good fiction is meant to comfort the disturbed and disturb the comforted, or comfortable, rather. That quote kind of is something I've always enjoyed. And yeah, we kind of just decided, like, on that gig, you know, the library gig, like, yeah, good fiction, that'll work. It's not a bad name.
Everybody we run into, like, oh, that's an awesome name. We're like, thank you.
Now, Patrick and Alex, how did you guys first meet and decide on, let's form a band?
Well, Patrick and I knew each other all through high school, for the most part. And we were always doing, like, music projects here and there. Our high school had this day where they literally just reserved the entire day for music and arts and education and stuff like that. So we got to just, you know, be a house band for that and play in the auditoriums and stuff. And I think as we got further and further on, eventually got into senior year, we're realizing that him and I were both, you know, we weren't going away to college. So why not just do this a little more legitimately when we can? And so we've always been kind of musical partners and artistic partners.
Yeah, we go way back. We know when we were like 16, probably.
Yeah. Around there.
And how did James fit into the band here? How did you find him, or did he seek you out?
Well, me and Patrick go back quite a ways. We actually met to church.
Yeah. when we were 10?
Yeah, around there. Pretty young. But we didn't really seriously play music together. We would always just, like, jam and hang out. So, like, we enjoyed doing it. But he actually first approached me for playing out with Birds in the Northeast, which is his side project. Which was awesome. But once Taylor kind of went out, they were looking for a new bassist, and he was like, I know a guy.
Yeah, James, he actually, like, so I broke my leg when I was 15. And before that, I had been playing drums for about 5 years. And I couldn't play drums during that time. And James, at that point, I didn't know how to play acoustic guitar at all, or guitar in general. But he actually taught me, you know, kind of like the first intro to guitar.
Nice. Tell us about your collective influences, and do we hear them incorporated into Good Fiction?
I hope so.
What are they?
Like, you know what I mean? Like Led Zeppelin, The Who. And then kind of like as I matured and grew older, that's when I really got into Jack White. Not only his, like, music, but his philosophy of recording music and doing that kind of thing. Yeah, that's my, like, my personal main influence, but I guess, like...
Yeah, that's the nice thing about us. We all come from some deviated background of music. I mean, for me, I'm a little more, indie alternative stuff, like the local favorites, Fantagram. Those guys are great. I love the material they put out all the time.
Yeah.
Portugal the Man, huge influences for me. I love seeing how they do it as a DIY setup as a band, and seeing them go from the bottom to wherever they are now. And then who else? Probably Queens of the Stone Age. They're definitely a massive influence for us in the album and then the writing process as a whole.
Yeah.
Especially being a three-piece, we're trying to figure out how to always add in extra layers of music, and those guys always do it phenomenally. So.
Well, you guys sound great here in the studio, a little stripped back from what people can hear from your record, which we'll talk about in just a few moments. You're coming out with a brand new album. You put out an EP before. You have re-uploaded your EP to streaming sites, but brand new album, full-length album. It's in the works. We're going to talk about that in just a few moments, and that is coming out here in the fall.
Yeah.
And you're debuting some songs from that album here today. A little stripped back, a little unplugged, slightly unplugged, but you guys sound great. You want to play us another one?
Yeah, sure.
We want to play. It's
called Just My Kind. And right on cue, she walks in.
temptation lies on a better seeing world. Our bodies move right in time, and it feels so right. You put your hand in mine, you are just my day. I take a drink and pretend I'm okay, but darkness covers me deeper still. I hate myself, but I love the thrill.
EXT. We're live at EXT with the local 518 band Good Fiction. GoodFictionOfficial.com is their website, playing some songs from an upcoming album, that one called Just My Kind. And the brand new songs you're debuting, never heard before. You're debuting songs from this brand new album. You recently re-uploaded your EP on streaming sites and are wrapping up or just finishing recording this brand new album. And it's going to be crowdfunded through Kickstarter through the month of August. And tell us a little bit about that and the new album.
Well, we've been working on this thing for about well over a year now. So, you know, we would, because Patrick's like 4 hours away, I'm an hour and a half away. Whenever we had breaks, whenever we had like the opportunity to come back and get more recording done in the basement, we would just come back and try and buff out more work on it. And it's actually been nice taking our time working on it. And I feel like it's been, writing wise, it's been a really nice, relaxing process compared to our first EP.
Yeah, our first EP was pretty rushed. And when we were writing, in scare quotes, like it was very much just like jamming on something that we enjoyed, you know, a little riff here and there, or whatever. And kind of not really, for me anyway, not really digging deep as a songwriter. So this one, we had more time to develop, you know, the chord progressions and whatnot. But yeah, so we record the entire thing in my home studio in my basement, then shopped around for mixing engineers and mastering people. Then we found a great guy in Brooklyn, which we're working with now, and basically working with him and working with a really phenomenal mastering engineer. At that point, once we had those guys and we started working with them and you know, we're paying them and everything, we realized, you know, to make this record what it needs to be and I think what it should be, we're going to need help from, you know, a fan base and some people. So at that point, we were like, you know, let's try to do some crowdfunding, try to see, you know, what we can budget out and what we can put in and then maybe make back, because we don't really, our mentality behind crowdfunding shouldn't be, you know, give us some money and then we'll do this. It's no, we've already done 90%, if not more, as good faith. And, you know, if you could help us out with this last 10%, you'll get us there. And that would be, you know, the world to us. So.
And the Kickstarting project runs through the month of August.
Yes. Right now we're looking at the second week of August. I believe it'll begin and launch, and it will run for 30 days.
Is there a goal in mind?
Yeah. Right now our goal is $5,000. And that we've budgeted, we've actually done a lot of working with a few friends in finance and working with a few friends who are our accountants basically for the band. We've budgeted out that, you know, mixing and mastering costs along with aggregation, as well as rewards for the pledgers will be that number. So it's something that before we sat down and did anything, we were like, you know, let's make sure we get a good number that's workable. And that way we can, no matter what, reward the people who pledged donations to us.
Where can people go?
Yeah, you can either go, you know, on Facebook or to our website, goodfictionofficial.com. On our website, we'll have a direct link to our Kickstarter campaign.
All right.
And you can also go on Kickstarter, which is a great place to go, because not only can you look at our project if you just type in Good Fiction, but you can look at, you know, any other project that you would help support, because there's like a lot of great projects and campaigns on there.
Excellent. Where do you got shows coming up in the month later on in August and September and beyond?
Yeah, right now we're working on some, like, we're trying to like really own in on the local base. I mean, you know, with us being gone for like 9 months, it's difficult trying to get people back out and remind people, hey, we're still a thing. We're looking to hear from like new voices and new people. We have a show coming up on September 2nd. That's at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen in Albany. And what else we got in August? I think we were also playing a Battle of the Bands at Lucky Strike Social.
Yep.
That's going on, fun. I believe, on the 16th. So that should be really fun. We have a lot of...
Yeah, it'll be good just to hang out with other bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, meet some old friends, you know.
If people would like to support Good Fiction, they can go to your website and check them out, goodfictionofficial.com. Support them during their Kickstarter campaign, which begins in August, runs for 30 days. Patrick Grace, Alex Wallyoung, and James Johnson from Good Fiction here live at EXT. What do you guys want to go out with?
We can go out with our single, yeah. Like I'm Your Man for Real.
You want it, and you're just like everybody else. Don't touch it, but you wanna try and help yourself. And you wanna sweet talk in my car. Oh, who the you think you are? With my head underwater, let's see how far.
I'm Alex from Good Fiction. For Local 518 all day, every day, it's 97.7 EXT.